Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is seeing clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the night is calm, providing a perfect backdrop for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from JNS, CNN reports that Israeli commandos have been operating to Iran's north in Azerbaijan. This reveals a network of covert operations across the Middle East. Also from the Times of Israel earlier today, an Israeli strike killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF is reviewing the incident, noting the vehicle entered an active combat zone without coordination. Also this hour, Walla reports the Pentagon has raised the Israeli espionage threat level to critical. Concerns center on Israeli surveillance of senior Trump administration officials. Separately, the Jerusalem Post says the IDF southern Lebanon strike may have hit Lebanese army personnel. The military is investigating, emphasizing the need for coordination in the active combat zone. And finally, JTA reports from earlier today that Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal struck by Lebanon and Israel. Meanwhile, the U.S. House voted to limit President Trump's power to continue the war on Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Josh Drill, an Israeli activist, posted minutes ago that massive protests are happening in Tel Aviv and across the country, with people demanding a new direction in upcoming elections. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, posted earlier today about James Carville's endorsement of Graham Planter, noting concerns over a controversial tattoo. Al-Arabiya English reported recently that smoke is rising over southern Lebanese villages following Israeli strikes on multiple locations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from JNS, CNN's investigation reveals Israeli commandos have been active in Azerbaijan near Iran. This highlights Israel's strategy of conducting operations across the region to counter Tehran. The implications could heighten tensions in an already volatile Middle East. Turning to the incident in Lebanon, the Times of Israel outlines that the IDF is reviewing the strike that killed Lebanese soldiers. The area is an active combat zone, and the IDF urges caution and coordination. This incident may escalate tensions along the Lebanon-Israel border. Meanwhile, the report from Walla states that the Pentagon sees Israeli espionage as a critical threat. This concern focuses on the potential surveillance of former Trump administration officials. Such allegations could strain U.S.-Israel relations at a sensitive diplomatic time. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights the IDF's ongoing investigation into the southern Lebanon strike. This comes as Israel continues operations against Hezbollah. The situation underscores the need for precise military coordination to avoid unintended casualties. And finally, JTA reports that Hezbollah's rejection of the ceasefire deal keeps the region on edge. The U.S. House's decision to constrain Trump's war powers adds a complex layer to ongoing diplomatic efforts. This stalemate continues to affect regional peace efforts. On the economic front, first, in a report from Tech, high-tech salaries in Israel have soared to a historic high. The average salary jumped more than 9% in a month, driven by annual grants. Separately, Globes reports that investors are suing SixEye after a failed IAI venture. The lawsuit seeks NIS $50 million against the company founder's estate and his partner. And finally, Ynet Business reveals Centrical has raised $39 million to expand its AI performance platform. The funding will support global growth and enhance AI tools for training and coaching. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.